WBDGFM HD1, Indianapolis.
Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived! Come on, let's go! On School Talk we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. You will be a test. This is School Talk!
Hey. What was that? That was me. Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson, and you're not, but welcome to School Talk. I'm not going to count how many times we've been on the air. I know we've been here since 2003. One reason we're here since 2003 is my guest. She's one of the reasons why I'm still on the air. I just love it. 244-9234-244-WBDG. That's the hotline you can call. I will take a call because we got the Janet Jackson system in there. I call it the Janet Jackson system because you say something wrong, I can put the magic button. Hey, I won't hear you, but it's a family show. SchoolTalk1@yahoo.com. Send me emails, stuff, and things like that. I got a brand new producer. It's Tyler Newfield from Danville, Indiana. Tyler, got the microphone. Tyler said, what's that? Good morning, Tyler.
Good morning, how are you?
How you doing? You're my brand new producer.
Yep.
Do you realize what you got yourself into?
No.
Do you realize what you got yourself into? I hope you got your lungs, because you're going to be talking. Because my student producer is like my co-host with the most. So, I'm going to scare you.
No, you're not.
He's sitting in the chair shaking like a leaf. So, Danville High School?
It's pretty good.
Yeah? Are you a senior?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior. Awesome. You got another year. So, you definitely come back here next year. I already know. So, what college are you going to go to?
I'm so excited.
Whoa. Do you realize when you say things like that, what I say when you say that? I say, guess who's coming to dinner? Because I'm going to knock on your door and find out why you're not going to college if you come out of your high school and not going to college. I'm coming to dinner. Tell your mom I'm coming. Tell your pop I'm coming to your house. So you better go to college or I'm coming to your house to eat your food.
All right, I'll go to college.
I have to eat your food. But anyway, we got great things happening here at Ben Davis High School. I got the principal in the house today to talk about the great things the school is doing. So before we get to the principal and the good things my school is doing, I'm going to tell you about some of the things that they're doing here at the school. On the thing that we call the good old, get old, little itty bitty old, as my new student producer finds a hot button, he pushes it and it goes like, bam, bam, can't break it. I love it. Now you got to read the board. I love training.
All right, we have Wayne. PWP Community Theater presents Aladdin August 18th to 20 and August 25th to 27th. Friday night, 9th, Saturday shows 7:30. Saturday shows 2:30 in the Ben Davis Theater. Wayne Township Safety Day August 19th, Sam's Club parking lot, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Ben Davis Football, Ben Davis at Tech August 18th, pregame 6 p.m., kickoff 7 p.m.
You do it good. And that's when we replay it. We play it back. That's right. See, that's called the big board. And you read the big board. See, it's crazy. Yeah. You're in the hot seat. The big seat. I'm in the hot seat every Friday. You know, every Friday I'm in the hot seat. So when you're my producer, you're in the hot seat with me. So I don't feel alone. So you're my company. So it's going to be cool. And the last show of the year, my producer runs the show. It's your topic. So, but by that time, you're like an old pro. I mean, it's crazy. You should see the kids. They're like they're running this, you know, you're running. So get ready for hot buttons, because we're going to have some hot stuff tonight, some hot information this morning. So in the studio, she's the principal of the greatest high school in all the world. Push the magic button, everybody, and welcome the principal of Ben Davis High School, Ms.
is or misses. Call it what you want. She's Carlos Sandy. What is Mrs. Squire? Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Great. Welcome back to School Talk. Welcome back to your this is your high school. And women, now I don't want to get in trouble for this, but something I realized as I was doing my research, because I was trying to find something different.
That's scaring me already.
But I didn't realize, and I didn't think about it, and I don't want to sound sexist, but you're the first woman principal at Ben Davis High School.
That is true.
I never paid attention to that.
Yeah, you would think that in the 2000s there wouldn't still be some firsts for women, but there are.
Yeah, I never even thought about it. I mean, it wasn't even a thought process. It's like, you know, science school principal, great, she's awesome teacher, awesome, great person, you know, and you go through Naja's 6th year, and I never really thought about it until I saw it in print last night. And I said, wait a minute, she is. What? That is that. I don't know what that means. But it probably means that you're just an awesome teacher.
Oh, well, thank
an
you.
An awesome person. Because, you know, is that crazy?
Well, maybe. Maybe so. I don't know.
I am crazy. But it never crossed my mind.
Yeah, it didn't mind either. Quite honestly, when I first started, I didn't realize it. Until Dr. Butts let me know. And it was kind of an aha moment for me because I didn't realize that there hadn't been a female principal.
But. Yeah, and that's what I had. I had one aha moment. I said, dang, that's wild. That's crazy. That's awesome. That is awesome. I'm old, so 62, so I still can't find things like, wow, man, that is great. So for young people, the lesson there is, life is good. You're always going to find out something new that's going to make you go, aha, wow, man, that is great.
That's
so
exactly
keep on living, kids. Keep on living. Now, okay, 1 year. You couldn't have backpacks. Then next year, you could have backpacks. 1 year, you couldn't have cell phones. And then 1 year, it turned, you could have cell phones. 1 year, it said you couldn't have earphones in ear. Then you could have earphones in ear. What's new about 2017?
Oh, we have a lot of newness about 2017. You know we're always changing everything.
I know. So tell us, what some new changes? What's some of the changes? What came to parents?
We've got a few things happening. As you know, we're in year 6 of our 10-year renovation, where we're replacing all the tile in the hallway, the floors, and the classrooms, as you know, are getting a facelift. But on top of that, we have been looking in certain areas as to if our furniture is up to date. And so we hit the student publications room this year, and it looks like it is now 2017 in that room because we removed all of those individual carrels. We actually put a wall up in there to create another classroom because we had...
What?
Yeah, we had a...
In Tom's office, Tom's classroom?
Yes.
Dang!
Yeah, his kitchen area is gone. We moved that.
He could cook anyway, but...
That's right. So... We moved that. That was kind of some wasted space. We're able to make a classroom. But in the process, we took all those individual carrels out, and we created a collaborative space. So it's beautiful. If anybody gets the chance, you need to peek into the student publications and see what it looks like, because that soon will be what the senior cafe is going to look like. So last year, we piloted the senior cafe. We took the furniture that we had in Le Gallery when it was Le Gallery. When we changed that over to Harvest, we kept that furniture. We put it in the commons area to create a space for seniors to be able to eat. Well, it's time to update that space as well.
What?
So we've got new furniture coming in September for that space, as well as our media center. So we've been getting rid of some of the books that haven't circulated. There have been free books for the past few months just sitting out. And we're getting rid of those bookcases, and we're going to create some collaborative learning areas in the media center. So in September, we're going to have a whole new look in the commons in the media center.
Wow, reading is powerful. That is awesome. Tom, I know he's happy. Hey, take a picture or something. I'm usually on Facebook, but I know I'm doing Facebook today because we're kind of like training our new crew in here. So I want to go to your project. That's why I'm not doing Facebook today. But I want to go back a little teeny bit. I'm going to come back. I'm going to go backward. I'm going backwards. And I'm going to go forward. I'm going to go back a little bit. And I mentioned earlier that, you know, that you were the first woman principal at Ben Davis High School. But prior to becoming principal, you served as an English teacher, and also English department chairperson, assistant principal for student life, and the assistant principal for curriculum and instruction. You worked at Indiana University's Advanced College Project ACP program to help increase dual credit attainment over the past 6 years. And you also oversaw the NIMSE grant, which infused over $300,000 into an AP program through training and incentives. You've been busy.
That's right. I've had a lot of help with some of those initiatives. That's for sure.
You've been busy. Now, you wonder, where did he find all that from? I was doing a little snooping.
Uh-oh.
I was doing a little snooping. And you went to a conference. A conference, I want to say, back in March. And I want you to think about that before I come back. I'm going to come back to it anyway. Think about that. Because you go to a lot of conferences. So think about where were you in March.
Yes.
I don't know where I was in March. Don't get me wrong. Now, okay. So now, let's keep this, now going back to high school. So as they still can have their electronic device out.
No,
but they're using it more, but they're using it in the classroom, part of the classroom environment, right?
We are a BYOD school, which is a bring your own device school. And so we've been pushing that for the last few years. But we also have some strict guidelines with cell phones in the classroom.
Okay.
The teachers do have posters up in every classroom. The teacher is in charge. So if the teacher tells you to put it away, then you need to put it away. We do know that there's a lot of research out there that shows that the brain cannot multitask well.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you are focusing on that cell phone, you're not hearing what the teacher is saying.
Yeah.
And so we do want to make sure that cell phone use is for curricular reasons. And so our teachers have the right to say, you know, put it down on your desk, turn it over. But then they pick it back up and they'll do Kahoot. They'll do research. Sometimes they write. You know, I had my principal's leadership council last year tell me that 50% of them have written a paper on their phone. Yeah, which was surprising to me. But yeah, students are using their smartphones for everything.
Wow. I know. I can relate to that. At one point, I had two iPads. And I was watching the debates, and I had my big screen and my phone and two iPads and a computer. That didn't make no sense, did it?
Well, that's, you know, you speak to a good truth there, though. That's why we're not a one-to-one school, because most people in our society aren't one-to-one. Most people don't just use one device.
Yeah.
Most people use multiple devices, and so that's why we made the decision to be a bring-your-own-device. But we are looking at making sure we have Chromebooks accessible in the classroom so that students who don't have a viable device have technology to use.
Now, with the technology in the classroom, has it taken away from students being social?
You know, it's all about relationships. It's all about the teacher building great relationships with students and showing students how to build positive relationships with each other. So we have to make sure that we don't get put into silos and we start just only socializing through social media, but we're actually speaking face-to-face.
But we have that one. What's that one new class now?
Impact. Yes. Yeah, so
Impact
was our new class last year. And I think people realize that it can actually have an impact.
Mm-hmm.
Our seniors this year are going to be working on signing up for ACT, SAT, working on college applications, college essays. Sophomores and juniors are really working on habits of success. So those social skills that you mentioned, talking to each other, learning how to be responsible, learning how to live life with humor, look at detail. You know, all of those habits that used to be things that were kind of integrated in schools, we are teaching during that impact class.
Okay, great. I want to talk about your conference coming up. I'm going to take about 30 seconds. Mr. Producer, can you take I'm going to take me back 30 seconds. I want to take a 30-second break. I'm going to come back and talk some more with the principal. Can you do that yet? Mr. Easter, we left you in here by yourself.
I love training.
So we're going to take a 30-second break. And we're going to come back and talk some more. She went to a conference I want to talk about, but I'm going to set this up for you real quick. And we'll be back in about 30 seconds, and we'll take a break once we push the magic button here.
How important was that text? Texting and driving. Let's not.
Well, Welcome back. Welcome back to School Talk here at Giant 90.9. Hope you listen to the jazz class here at Giant 90.9. That's awesome jazz. And I also got a brand new producer as we push these magic buttons. So this is school. Hey, this is school. You folks listening, you better. No, this is school. I love my class. I love it. Now, back in March, the National Youth At-Risk Conference in Savannah, Georgia. Did you go there?
I sure did.
Did you go there?
Yes, sir.
I bet you did. I looked on that. And it was, oh gosh, it was an awesome conference.
It was an amazing conference.
Man, the topics.
Absolutely.
And you had a team down there. You didn't go by yourself.
No, sir. We had all the secondary principals down there with Mr. Taylor.
Mr. Taylor, Wendy Sabinski, and Mr. Steve Samuel. I never met him yet.
Oh, he's awesome. You got to bring him on to School Talk sometime. Yeah.
Steve, we're coming to get you. And the things y'all talked about, your title, Teamwork Does Make the Dream Work.
That's right.
So tell us a little bit what your team put together.
So we really looked at kind of the comprehensive package the last 10 years of what we've done in Wayne Township to move from a 64% graduation rate to a high 80s, 90s graduation rate. Exactly.
Can you push that magic button? Can you find it? Can you find the applause? The seed is just dead. Yes, I'm talking about. Yes. Y'all don't know. So y'all, I'm a high school dropout. So y'all don't know. That is awesome. You know, I got my GED while I was in the Marine Corps. But you just, what she just said is, I'm sorry, I was regressing, but go ahead.
Well, no, that's it. It is a true celebration. So it looked at the impact of the ninth grade center. That's why we have the ninth grade center principal there. Mm-hmm. And talked about how students in ninth grade and coming to the high school, back when we had junior highs, that they were coming without the credits needed to stay on track, and how the ninth grade center was built for that reason. And it talked about some of the stuff that you mentioned, the self-selection into honors and AP classes, the fact that we have, we used to have about 80 credits earned in dual credit 10 years ago, and now we are just shy of 4,000 credits that we earn in dual credit. So these are students that are saving money for college because they're paying $25 a credit and earning 6 credits a year in multiple classes. I'm leaving here with 20, 30 credits as opposed to paying, $1,500 a credit once they go on to college. So it saves them money, has them prepared for college. And of course, our AP enrollments. Mm-hmm. We have more than doubled those AP enrollments over the past 10 years.
I always ask this of our kids, and I guess it's always ask it probably the first year because you went through last year, and I wonder, I think most of the kids still get they understand that education is the key, education is powerful, education is the future, but some of our kids still, it's still not sinking in, and I wonder. And part of that conference you went to was one thing, somebody gave a story about saving our sons. Mm-hmm. And I think about, I got daughters, I got grandsons now. But when I think about the kids and the parents' involvement and the kids that miss it or miss the boat or just don't hit, can we see it also in the parents? The parents don't see it and then it doesn't filter down to the kid?
Absolutely. That can happen. But we have to control our controllables, right? So we have to control what we can control. And for us, it's about using the positive peer pressure. You know, the Giant Kings are so amazing. They use positive peer pressure so that we really rely on using that positive peer pressure to help students succeed. So we may not be able to control the parent perspective, but we can control what the students believe when they're in our building.
Well, if you could compare it. Control the parents because their parents, it starts at home, and I've said that 99,000 times. It starts at home, and then if it's at home, then it'll come to the school. If you're teaching at home, respect and how important education is and how to respect others, then it will show up in school. But if you're not teaching it at home, that too will show up in school.
There's no doubt about that, but we do see that I believe the majority of our parents are teaching those skills at home. Our kids are highly respectable of their teachers and of their classmates, and it's the rare few that are not. The majority definitely are.
You know, and you say that, and unbeknownst to you, I was at a gas pump just a week ago talking to one of the resource officers. And for you folks that don't know, that's law enforcement. And I said, how's the kids? He said, great. He said, these kids are cool.
That's it.
That's what he said. Yeah. You know, because every day when he goes out there and he talks with the kids, interacts with the students, I call them kids, with the students, and he actually said, this batch is pretty good. I mean, I posted on the internet some pictures of our new kids coming in. I said, in this group, there's some radio stars. There's some giant 98.9 radio stars. And I think, thank you, Jeremiah. Jeremiah's going, woo, it's me. And I think he's seen that also.
There's no doubt.
That is awesome.
Well, it's also about your perspective. I mean, I have to remind our staff that at any given point, there's 2,950 doing what they're supposed to be doing. Right, so even if there may be 40 or 50 that are late to class, or there, we don't have 50 late to class, but if there's 20 late to class, that's 20 out of 3,000 that were just late to class. So we can't get caught up seeing a line of 20 that are late. We want them to be on time, of course, but that means 2,980 got to class on time. Mm-hmm. And so it's all about flipping our perspective. We have some amazing giant scholars in this building that are doing the right thing, that are respectable, that are kind to their teachers and kind to each other, and we really appreciate that.
I know you got to do hall duties by 7. I'm going to get you out of here. But before you go, I want to know, what's the big thing that you want to accomplish in this school year?
Okay, so I'm glad you asked me that, Emerson, because you know we're always changing. So one of the big pushes that I've pushed for our teachers is to really become a school that asks why. I see the look on your face. A school that asks why. So when it comes to discipline, when it comes to the classroom, really pushing that thinking. So, you know, if you're in the middle of a class discussion and you say, what was, you know, Joe Smith wearing on page 22? He was wearing an orange suit. Why? Why was he wearing that orange suit? It's all about that critical thinking. But also with behaviors. If a student is tardy to class, why were you tardy to class? How are we going to fix that? So really in everything that we're doing, all encompassing, we want to become a school that asks why. Really pushing that critical thinking, pushing it, understanding what our own why is. You know, I've talked about the golden circle before and making sure that teachers and educators understood their own why. But everywhere in our school, we want to be asking why.
That's deep. I mean, that really is deep. That makes so much sense, too, because you're going to face that in real life.
Absolutely.
You're going to face that in a job. You're going to face that in your career. You're going to face that even when you're trying to figure out what you want to do. Also, you're going to face it when you're trying to figure out why you do what you do.
That's exactly right. You can't fix it if you don't reflect upon it.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's a high five. Well, hey, it's 7:54. I'm going to get you to the hallway. Right. You already know you're the principal. You can show up at the big window, and we just stop everything, and you just take over the radio show when you want to tell our audience something. Or you just walk down anytime you want to, just grab a radio and say, all right, I'm on the radio. This is what's going on in high school. But we appreciate everything that you do.
Thank you so much.
And I never noticed that you was a female principal.
Yeah.
Until now. Yeah. You know, you've just been a great principal for the last 6 years, and thank God for us in Wayne Township, we have you as our principal.
Well, thank you. And we appreciate everything you do, and Tyler, good job today.
Okay, great. All right, well, hey, Tyler, you're not gone yet, but my principal, she got to go do hall duty, and that's awesome. So, like you say, but also, open door policy, but make an appointment. If you got an issue with talk to a teacher, make an appointment. But come talk to us. The awesomeness, Sandy Square. You just don't know. Y'all don't know. Alex, see, I butchered your name. See, I got you. So that's hot seat. What do you think about the hot seat, Tyler?
I like it.
Yeah. So you got to be there. So you got to be there. Mr. Easter joins us in a training mode. And you can't talk?
Hey, there we go.
Yeah. And see, that's the principal. She's the principal. You know, always, that's the principal. She's so awesome. You just don't know she's awesome. And she cares about all the students here at the high school. And Mr. Easter?
Yeah, we have a ton of caring administrators. And that's the thing is you see, when you see an administrator and a student interacting, it's typically not, you know, you have this image of administrators talking down to students. But a lot of times the interaction is, on a mutual respect level. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like she said, talking about the why.
I love that why. Yeah. I mean, I really do. Because, you know, think about in motivational speaking, which I'm getting into.
What's your why?
What's your why? What drives you? I like that, but at the same time, you're talking to somebody. If you flip that why, when they do something wrong, find out why. Why did you think that? Why did you do that?
Right. You know, for example, if I see Tyler walking down the hallway with his hat on, let's say he's not wearing a hat. He's in compliance with the dress code.
Yeah, haircut. Though.
If I see him walking down the hall wearing his hat, instead of going, "Hey, take your hat off," you might go, "Hey, why are you wearing that hat?"
Yeah.
And then it's like, "Well, I thought it was a dress." No, you see, on page 52.
A violation code. Yeah. The penal code. At penal code. But I like that.
Now, why can't I wear my hat? Because it's in the dress code.
Yeah, critical thinking. 52.
Why is it in there? Because it's in the dress code, page 52.
Yeah. But it's kind of cool, too.
Somebody thought it was important enough to put in there.
Kids are lucky,
at some point.
But see, the child don't know how lucky they are. They're at school when a teacher asks you why. If I was raised, why wasn't in my vocabulary. I mean, it's like, if I do something wrong, and if I said why, I got popped.
Why?
Clean up your room. Oh. Why? Pop. Take out the trash. Why? Pop. you don't ask me why. You do it because I told you to. That's old school.
I think the parental relationship's a little bit different.
Yeah, I know I had to go
they
off.
They have to do. We teachers get to see you from 7:30 to 3:20. They get to see you all the rest of the time.
Yeah, that's a different why, y'all. That why was different why than what the parents were talking about. So don't get those misconstrued. Is that a new word?
Misconstrued.
But that makes sense, though.
It's always good to have the principal.
Oh, man. You don't know. I love the principal. Yeah. I mean, shoot. That's why I'm still here. Because principal,
How many have we been through principals now? Is it?
I don't know. I think she's the first woman principal. I didn't notice
that. Mr. Marcotte. And then went to, do we count Dr.
You can.
Well, no, Dr. Bevildi was here before Mr. Marcotte. Yeah. So it's Mr. Marcotte.
And then,
Mr. McKinney.
McKinney. Yeah, Mr. McKinney.
Ms. Squire. Ms. Squire. So this is our third principal here on School Talk.
But so it's four for the whole school? Four or five?
What? For principals. All time?
All time.
Oh, it's been more than that. Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Ben Davis goes back to 1892.
Oh, yeah, my birthday.
There was a man who was principal here for years.
Ben Davis was it?
No. But, he was here, and then Dr. Mifflin was here for 17, 18 years. So it's.
But see, I never really, 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 really paid attention to her being an awesome female principal. She was just an awesome principal. And I saw it on paper, and it said the first female principal. And I said, yeah, that is true. But that's a testament to how good she is.
Well, and I think.
She rocks.
Right. And I think as you see my father when he was at IPS. Mm-hmm. They had a female superintendent, Dr. Zendejas.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So
I remember her.
As you see the barriers breaking, you don't think about things like that as much as you used to.
No,
it used to be. It is still a milestone, though.
Yeah, it's definitely a milestone.
And
she's kicking.
Yeah, she's awesome.
And I love that. And the confidence. Oh gosh, it's that time.
Yeah, it's that
dang. Sorry, I can go to another something else, but I can't do that. I gotta get these kids back to class, or I'll be in the dean's office.
Yeah, we're keeping people off the air this week.
Yeah, but who are? Who's on there?
Grant.
Who
got a show? Tyler coming up next.
Tyler, you got a show? Not you. Tyler.
It's the other Tyler.
You got two Tylers?
We got two Tylers. We got two Davids.
Get them in there. Oh, man.
You got one David in here right now. You got one Tyler in here.
Get him in there. Where are they at? Get in the studio. That show's coming up next?
Yeah.
That is awesome. I'm a mess of show up.
Unless you're listening on Sunday. And then...
I'm just kidding. But anyway, I love these students. Brand new year, brand new student, brand new producer. Tyler, hey, It's a work in progress. Believe me,
you learn by doing in this class.
Yeah, you do so.
No way to do it other than to do it.
Yep. So we'll take me out of here so I can get these kids in here, and so I can get these kids in the classroom. So to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be invested in themselves and others. But you're going to be giving up. You're going to be what you be giving back. You go, you're getting ready. That's new English. But really, I love the why. But still remember.
Your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Just copy the right dude. The copy right dude. Just don't be a crazy kid. And young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. I just can't stand it. It don't make no sense. It's over. The fashion is over. Flip-flop. Flip-flops are cool. But flag is sagging is not. And I appreciate the principal coming in today. She keeps me honest. For the views expressed from School Talk, that's the views of the image of Wayne Township Bendis High School, China, upon the dead. The views of me and my guests. So next week, we'll have a new topic. Fire department. Fire. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, I'm saying that too loud. But fire department, they're awesome. Chief. The chief. Wayne Township Fire Department. Wow. Gene. Big Gene. I would say Dancing Gene, but you probably get in trouble saying that. But I just... Well, see you next week on School Talk. Who's coming up next? You got a show? Tyler? Whatever your show. Who? Who? Find out, folks. Stay tuned to Giant 90.9.